Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh. Shh. Should we wake him?
I don't care.
I can't do it anymore.
Come on, man.
I can't do it. I'm not cut out to do it. I can't get up at 5 a.m. with the little guy.
Yeah, I know. I when you started the podcast, you didn't think you'd be doing morning drive again, did you?
I was a morning man, you know. I got up at 3:30 in the morning. I had no problem doing this. Why now? Why is it bothering me now?
Your proximity. Why is it bothering me now? You are considerably further north. You've gone from one of the southernmost places in these United States. And
geography.
Has everything
matter.
To do. Yeah, because the sun is up there at 4:30.
Yeah, but we got big thick curtains on his room. I don't get it. Yes, Oscar.
I have a thought because we get a chance to hear this in the pre-show meeting.
Right.
I know that Carla really does a lion's share of child rearing in the home.
I know him well enough that I know when he starts out with this sentence that he is going to be endearing himself to my bride. Go ahead. Well, it's not me. It's you.
It's a Mike. It's the Adventures of Wednesday Oscar.
And that in itself is a job. I can agree to that. I mean, and I don't think a stay-at-home parents.
You may want to lay just a little more groundwork than that.
Get enough credit.
Before you lay the next layer on.
But yeah, I know this about my friend, Mr. Mike O'Mara, and I can call you a friend now. It's been
Thank you. Yes, mutual.
Yeah, we've
100%
worked together
mutual,
for almost absolutely. 6 years.
Yes.
And not an unhappy day in those 6 years,
My friend, Mr. Mike O'Mara... He's a creative genius. And
okay.
What I know
you
about
getting this, Carla? Write it down.
What I know about creative geniuses.
Genii.
Whatever. They need their rest. So instead of Mike taking the morning shift, maybe Mike should take the evening shift.
It's me.
And, very good.
And Mikey. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Hold it, Mikey?
Needs sleepy.
Mikey needs sleepy.
So he could be funny on his show.
Right.
We were baby in the stroller doing a power walk at 5:45 a.m.
This morning?
That's not okay,
5:45.
Mike.
5:45. You know what that is?
Mike, that's an aggressive lifestyle.
Yeah.
That is an aggressive lifestyle.
That's the type of lifestyle that's going to kill you. I wonder
why I'm a bit out of sorts, but that's what we were doing today. And it's a beautiful time to be up. The birds are singing. The crows are cracking.
Yeah, but that used to be the time you'd squawking. Be, Mike, I remember not long ago, that was the time you'd be going to bed.
This is true. And those were sunny days.
They were sunny times.
Very, very sunny days.
Can't
no
you
doubt
just
about
say,
it.
Look, I know that you want to make sure that Mike, little Michael doesn't have to, and big Michael doesn't have
Mikey.
To, doesn't have to, really struggle to get through the day. But what I'm realizing is that, big Michael needs a little more sleep than little Michael does.
You know, I don't know that that's true because I've read that as you get older, you need less sleep. So maybe he's just adjusting.
Would you like to know where little Michael and Mrs. O'Mara are now?
Sure.
Wow, where?
They're sleeping.
See?
They're sleeping right now.
Thank you. And you're slaying the dragon. You're entertaining thousands.
Yes, thousands.
Hello.
Yes,
tens of thousands.
Hello, tens of
thousands. Is there any way to take that?
Must be nice, Mike.
Is there any way to take that early mid-morning nap and stitch it?
Instead of doing six and two,
you can just do eight?
No, here it is. I like that there is a part of me that actually likes the idea of doing exercise prior to doing the show prep.
It's the most effective time of day to do it.
I like to be out there and that we're not alone when we're out there. We've bumped into people that are also doing their exercise.
Transients.
I think it may be the best time to exercise
it
when
is.
you're when you're up early in the morning. But I will tell you that I am feeling a little out of sorts. I'm not feeling tired as much as I'm feeling logy.
Let me
offer this.
Where
I don't feel with it. I don't feel sharp. I don't feel on top of my game.
7 o'clock is also early. Doesn't have to be 5:30. 7 o'clock.
Not
7 o'clock.
Early. 7 o'clock for me is 7 o'clock for me. If I'm getting up at 7 o'clock, I'm not going out to exercise because I got to do all this.
Well, you
have
an exercise for the majority of your life. It's not. Yes. I mean, it hasn't killed you yet.
No, but I like the idea of legs. I like the legs coming back. I like feeling the legs under me. I like feeling the legs under me feeling stronger, you know.
And you've got that cadaver hip and everything is working out. And
it's a knee. It's a
what's
knee.
That?
I don't have a cadaver hip. I have a knee, cadaver knee ligament.
I would
Thank
say
you.
This.
Thank you very much. Yes.
I guess for me, it's more the waking up for little Michael. You shouldn't have to do that. You just shouldn't have
right.
to. You shouldn't have to do that because
if you prioritize, he's
gotta,
the youngest.
He's got to get to work and he's got to set up his show. So how about she takes the morning shift and Carla? I'm speaking to you directly. I know you listen to the program. This is Oscar, and I'll say
Santana.
Yes, Santana, thank you for clearing that up, Rob.
Yeah, well, we didn't want her to think it was Oscar Bloom.
I know that Mike barely interacts with little Michael. I see that from your Facebook pictures. I see that he's missing. Well, that is, he's that, absent.
Now you're insulting both of us. In
I
one
know
statement.
That, but I'm just saying. This. In the mornings, if you could interact a little less, then you could actually make the afternoons top heavy, right? A
sure.
lot more playtime in the afternoon. You could stack
Let
it.
Me counter
it'll all
that.
Level out.
Let me counter that, Bolivia Breath. Let me yes. tell you exactly what. Mrs. A quote from Mrs. O'Mara that was uttered this very week.
Yes.
And this very week was this. You and Michael, talking about me and my son.
Yes.
We enjoy each other's company.
Aww. And you bought
and
that?
That is... I thought it was lovely, and I did buy it. I bought it, and I believe it because I loved it.
And then
she said,
I'm going to take a nap.
You enjoy each other's company.
All right.
Where's no my win. Blindfold that blocks out the daylight the
there
daylight
is
sun?
No win. There is no win for me whatsoever. Let's
there
open
is
up
a,
the
Mike,
God
there day. Is a win, and it is yeah. simply this. Children's yes. Benadryl.
Children's Benadryl. Thank you. Thank you very much. Kids Ambien.
Kids
Ambien.
Kids Ambien.
No, I'm not going to drug my child. Welcome to the mailbag. It is Wednesday. That means it's not all about us. It's about you. And we have a brand new youngest listener, Emerson Ruby Cubitt.
Beautiful.
Now, Rob, when you read that name, before we talk about teeny tiny Emerson, when you hear Cubitt, what does that remind you of?
Cubitt? It reminds me of Picasso. Was he not a cubist?
No, it is Bill Cosby.
Oh, the Ark.
Yes.
Right.
Noah, I want you to build an Ark. 50 cubits by 20 cubits. All right. What's a cubit?
I
anyway,
want you to pour a drink.
Right, exactly.
30 cubits.
Emerson Ruby Cubitt, born June 6, 2015. Congrats to happy parents Ian and Miranda. What a beautiful name.
Isn't
That's
it?
Cool. Emerson Ruby Cubitt. I love that
and
name.
And Emerson, I know, can be a boy or a girl name. They didn't tell me what sex the child was. I have to assume.
Well, I would assume the Ruby would indicate that it's a female.
I would think so.
An inventor.
Yes.
Yeah. Emerson Ruby Cubitt. Welcome to the world. This Friday, Keith Monson. Is it Monson or Monson?
Monson.
He's all over Facebook. What is it?
Monson.
And how do you know it's Monson?
I've decided it.
Yeah. Heir to the Monsanto fortune.
Did I hit that by accident? Oh, my God.
Certainly not on purpose.
It's a little tipping our hand as to what's coming up. Please make all the necessary arrangements for Keith Monson, who's for 54, all over Facebook, correct?
Yes,
all the time, every
there.
Day.
Opinionated. Kind of
very opinionated. And usually in my corner, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got to give
him
a nice little salute.
He was very specific with what he wanted for his birthday, and it was too much. This is why I have just said, make all the necessary arrangements.
Hold on a second. Is there more information here that you're not revealing to us?
When he had a long letter with specific instructions, sometimes I just don't feel like it's fair to you. So I just say, please make all the arrangements.
Well,
take care of him.
In my never-ending desire to spread the hate on the show, let me just say, direct that animosity towards Rob Spiewak,
Bring
Keith,
it.
Because I would have loved to follow all of your instructions to the letter. Warm birthday
this
greetings.
This man is lying.
Warm birthday greetings to Grimy,
Yeah,
from
Grimey.
Fredericksburg.
I know
Grimey is 26, and he's a good gift might be a washcloth. Grimey.
Is he really what Grimey?
I don't know. It says it's his name.
I don't know if it's because of his hygiene. He might have allegedly slept with a lot of chicks.
Ah.
Oh, you know this guy, Grimey?
Yeah, we met him when we were in Fredericksburg when we had one of our golf tournaments.
Oh. Wow. Unfortunately, that entire weekend is one giant black poster board to me. That's exactly what it
like
is.
Like a science fair project that was never finished.
Yeah, Mike tries to hit the alarm. Anyway, siblings Callahan and Julia Roush each have birthdays this week. They will be 4 and 2, respectively.
Hey, little people. Hi, little bitty people.
So I guess we know what Mom and Dad like to do in September. That's right. If Josh Murphy was here, he'd share it with us.
Yeah.
Brian Randall turns 30 on June 15th. He runs a website that analyzes marijuana.
Wow.
This is a good mailbag.
Yeah.
This is really at the beginning. I hope it doesn't suck after this because this is a good one so far. His parents must be so proud of him. Hello, Mom, Dad. I've got a website that analyzes marijuana.
He really wanted me to mention the website by name. Actually, his girlfriend did. But you know what? There's just so much time. I can't do it.
You're feeling such a jerk. You're feeling a little. Would peckish be the word? No, peckish means you're not feeling well.
He's certainly
not peckish. Peckish means hungry. What is peevish?
Peevish a little bit, sure.
You're a little peevish this week.
Well,
it's just mean to people.
It's an occasional reminder that the listener does not run the mailbag.
I got the birthdays yesterday, by the way, at about, 5:30 you sent them down the pipeline?
Yeah, about
is
close
that
of
true?
Business, yeah.
So you kind of, and I know
business.
when you do that, you're saying, F it. Anybody that's late doesn't get them in. You're definitely, you're in that mindset.
Well, you know what? We lay out. They know when they are. And you know what? They know when the birthday is because it happens on the same day every year. So don't dick around.
Oh, wow.
That's your friend, Ross Seawack.
That's everybody's buddy. Anyway,
friend.
Hey, guys. First letter. I turned 52 this week and would love if that fact came up in a conversation between Bane and a Southern Belle. Thanks for all the funny, Bill Finn. Well, now let's get the players out on stage. Come on, everyone. Put up the sets. Put up the sets right now.
Makeup. Right. I mustn't be shiny.
Very, very good. Okay, let's get the sets here. All right, we're all set to go. All right, so I guess Bane will be outside and the Southern Belle will be inside to answer the door.
Well, there's someone at my door. Can Meriwether get the door? Well, hello.
Well, hello, Southern Belle. I've come by just to say hello, and I spilled water in my goddamn lap.
I'm doing this with my water mason jar.
Clumsy Bane.
That's what I'm doing it.
I'm done with this bit now. I don't like instructions either.
Can I get you a linen napkin to dry off your drawers?
You are unquestionably the ugliest Southern Belle I have ever seen in my life.
You know, I don't want to overstep my bounds, but why do you wear that mask?
So I can pull it over my eyes and not have to look at you, you bitch.
Whoa! Oh,
that was not nice.
That was very, very cold.
How's your lap?
Don't understand it. I'm fine.
Looks like you're
doing
had a great
fine,
show.
Oscar. Oh, fine. It's, fine here.
Carl, really
there is. There is a lovely lady out there named Sam McFiggin. I know McFiggin.
Yeah,
down
that's
in Florida.
This is Josh. You know, you mentioned earlier. It's Josh Murphy's gal.
Oh, wonderful. That's Sam good. McFiggin, she has a birthday tomorrow. I love Sam. She doesn't want cake. She doesn't want ice cream. All she wants is salad fingers.
Oh, Sam.
That's nice.
Hello. Sam McFiggin. I have a question for you. When you celebrate your birthday... Do you eat your cake with rusty spoons? Josh Murphy is your boyfriend. He has something to say about the Callahans who like to do it in September. They like to bowl.
Thank you, Sam.
That was nice.
Wonderful. Happy birthday. Our next letter. Hey, guys. It's Paul Pepper from the Eastern Panhandle of West Virginia.
Now,
Paul Pepper.
Really, if you really want inclusion in the mailbag, Have a name like Paul Pepper.
Yeah, you'll get spotlighted. It's automatic. Paul Pepper from the Eastern Panhandle. Paul Pepper from the Panhandle of West Virginia. He just wanted to say thanks. Your shows have been a welcome distraction. It's been a rough 6 months for my family, losing my brother, my brother-in-law, and my 17-year-old kitty Pooh, who used to go trucking with me. That's a drag.
That
what a horrible time. Pooh actually visited 45 states and both oceans. Pooh was a bit of a celebrity when the only social networking was AOL chat rooms.
Mike, that's Pooh Pepper.
Pooh Pepper. That's right. Pooh Pepper.
Thank you.
I listened to you while on the way to pick multiple 53-foot trailers per day packed with products from Amazon. So I hope so. He's a hauler, long-haul trucker?
Yeah, he is indeed.
So I hope your listeners keep buying from the Amazon portal on your website. I need my job. Well, I hope they do, too. I recently broke down and became a proud member of the 2% Club and purchased the TMOS bonus show package. For those thinking the price is too much, I can say I have gotten a great value and downloaded all the shows back to 2013. Well, there's your value.
Attaboy.
Right there. Hey.
Attaboy, Paul Pepper.
In closing, Paul Pepper says, thanks for all the truly needed laughs I've gotten from the shows on the More Network. Even though Rob and Joe and It's Missing aren't my cup of tea, it's missing. That's funny. It's missing.
That's right. Mickey Coachella's new show, It's Missing.
Stay tuned for the ultimate cancellation. They aren't my cup of tea. I'm a regular listener to all the other shows and will continue to enjoy as long as you're doing them. Be well, everyone, and love you all. Paul Pepper, your number one trucker fan from the West, by God. Your number one trucker fan from West, by God, Virginia. There it is.
Nice.
Next letter says, hi, guys. On June 13th, I'll celebrate my 50th birthday by donning my Dick Queasy T-shirt and heading to Fenway Park to watch the Red Sox F up yet another game. Yeah. They lost to the Orioles last night. Congratulations. I know we have a lot of listeners that are Oriole fans. The O's beat the Red Sox 1-0 last night. Red Sox just suck this year. Just flat out suck.
I thought last week you were into them.
Yeah, they swept the Oakland A's, and then they, you know, that was the catalyst to come back and, like, really maybe start something and start a
Pick
real
and
run.
Thin when they win.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I've been such a fair-weather fan, you mallet head. Need I bring you back to 1986, Rob Spiewak? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, Paul Pepper. Thanks. Paul Pepper. So he'll go to Fenway to watch the Red Sox F up another game. Thanks for all the entertainment over the years. Through all the ups and downs, you guys are there. Six shows a week. That's right. I am part of the 0.02%. Thanks again, Tim Hess. Thank you, Tim. We really appreciate that. Our next letter says, Dear TMOS, I was recently thinking of prehistoric days in the 1990s when Rob would spin a half hour of funny and interesting audio vault items before the Don and Mike show. It was called the Cavalcade, right? Yes, it was.
Indeed.
A couple of memorable recurring drops in the Cavalcade were, Mama, he was naked and aroused. This is so old.
It is. Very old.
This is so retro. Next letter. Hi, gents. Just a note asking for a 44th birthday wish. I am a 2%er that has been listening since the WAVA days and day one of the podcast. I don't have any witty comments or a voice request for Mike. I simply request that Rob add me to his Facebook friend list. It seems the Rob mob has filled your friend request, and I can't even get through. Thanks from Brian LeCompte. Any chance that you can friend Mr. LeCompte?
Oh, this just in.
Uh-oh.
When I was preparing the mailbag, I sent him a friend request. Aww. He accepted me within 90 seconds.
That's good.
And Brian LeCompte is now my Facebook friend. So happy birthday, Brian.
Boom,
see, I'm not always a dick.
And the next letter says, guys, could you please wish my wife, Bonnie Kristen, a happy birthday? Bonnie Kristen, check out the Whitehall Inn for some fabulous fruit fritters. This Friday is her 36th. Also, my boy Chandler has his 7th birthday coming up. I have a friend, Chandler, and I'm sure he's nicer than your... he's not as nice as your boy. My friend Chandler likes to come over without being announced.
Ah! You've got a new friend.
And you know what? There was a very famous friend named Chandler.
Absolutely.
Chandler Bing.
Duck Goose.
Yes. We met all of you except Mike on your last trip to Reno. James Cerrito nicknamed me Brofo because I resemble Rob Ford, only much more handsome.
Brofo.
Thanks, and see you at the next live show. I vote for Key West. Key West, Josh Kristen. So way to go, and happy birthday to your wife, Bonnie. And our final letter comes from us. James Sagan says, "Hello, guys. I hope that you can help right a wrong that I committed a long time ago. Many years ago, I asked the Grease Man to call my father to wish him an on-air happy birthday. However, when Grease called, I couldn't wake Dad up to come to the phone. Could you please arrange for the Grease Man to wish my dad, Robert Sagan, a happy 54th birthday? If you can, everything will be as right as rain. Thank you all. James Sagan." Well, I think that we should do a round table and have everybody as the Grease Man wish, what's his name?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Robert Sagan.
Sagan. Okay, I'll start.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert Sagan. Hey, maggots. We have so many maggots on the line here. Happy birthday. I hope you have a fabulous 54th year from the Grease Man. Pony, time for your Grease Man greeting for Robert Sagan. Sagan,
yeah, waddle doodle, Robert Sagan. Happy birthday to you. I can't do this voice. Goodbye.
Oh, that's one voice he can't do.
Yeah, Rob Spiewag, Robert Sagan's birthday, 54 Grease.
Who's this on the blower? Blower activate, blower activate. Oh, Robert, happy birthday. I want to remind you on your big day that there are differences between power boaters and sail boaters because a power boater goes bluda blada, bluda blada, bluda blada.
And I just saved the best for last. Time for the best for last. Oscar Santana, time to wish Robert Sagan a happy birthday, waddle doodle.
Hey, you know what? Before he starts, let's give him this.
Here's the best Grease Man impression of the whole group, Oscar Santana.
Waddle doodle doodle! Gay maggots! Blower activates! Happy birthday, Robert!
He didn't even bring anything new to the table. He just repeated what we did.
Without further ado. All right, Robert, that's it. You got it. James, good son. Start the show, you hump. Let's go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I have chosen our very best table for your party.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. This is our harmony table.
This is where we get to have our big dinner, huh?
This menu sucks.
The tofu cakes look kind of good. Maybe.
Do they even have alcohol?
Actually, we don't serve alcohol. Bummer, I know, but this must be your first time here at Our Lady Health. I'm Shiloh. I'll be your waiter all day.
Did you say your name was Shiloh?
Yeah, Shiloh.
No alcohol? This place sucks.
Hey, fella, give it a chance. We do serve shots of wheatgrass.
That's cool if you want to be sober and vomit.
Look, guys, come on. I know the food's a little different here, but it's actually good and good for you. We don't serve it with any grease or fat.
If we pay extra, could we maybe get some grease or fat?
Do you have bathrooms here or do I have to in the plant?
Stupid f***ing idiot, red-shirted ass. You guys think you're so f***ing cool. It makes me sick. Let's go make fun of the vegans and their crazy lifestyle. We're not hurting anyone. Go eat a hamburger and choke on a cow, d***.
Nice karma, guy blow.
You said it wrong, stupid. It's Shiloh.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by HomeLight, wonderful real estate service for all of our listeners. You need to buy or sell your house with the best realtor, and that's why HomeLight is here for you. HomeLight is simply the best new way to find your perfect real estate agent. HomeLight's technology analyzes home sales data and client reviews to find the best agent for you based on actual past performance. That's the best way to do it anyway.
Absolutely.
Whether you're buying or selling, you need HomeLight. HomeLight was founded by Stanford grads. It is backed by Google, and their agents are all top 5% producers, and they are proven to sell faster, and this is the most important part, for up to a 9% higher selling price. 9%. That is not chump change. They are experts in marketing and prepping your home for sale. Plus, they're honest, professional, and reliable. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in D.C. and all over the USA buy and sell their homes. Best of all, HomeLight is absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with a HomeLight agent. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click on the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMO. To contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website or call 844-321-AGENT and tell them that Mike sent you. That's HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent. And we thank them for being a fine sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. Look what I've got over here.
What's that? Wet pants?
You know what that is?
Oh, heavy duty Velcro.
Yeah, Velcro. Industrial strength Velcro.
Although it also, at first glance, it could be a cinnamon roll. Because it's just coils and coils and coils. Delicious.
That's good, Mike.
Anybody really want to know what Rob Spiewak thinks about? That is as far away from
keep
a
in mind,
cinnamon roll.
No, it's, I mean, the construction is the same.
Your mind
cinnamon.
Is on a...
However, I was the guy that told you to get this Velcro, so my mind was on the Velcro initially.
Yes. Cinnabon. Okay,
why don't you just calm
yummy.
Down. Get out of your defensive crouch
my
for a
tummy.
Second. I value the industrial strength Velcro. I think it's fantastic.
Have you utilized it yet?
Yeah, I've used it.
I have. I've mounted a power pack on the wall. That you know that big one I have, Oscar? That big industrial strength one that you, I think you steered
it's
me
It's called
towards
a surge
that.
Protector, yes.
The well, it's even more than that. It's got all sorts of bells and whistles.
Does it have
on
the uninterrupted power supply on it?
No. No,
oh,
it
okay.
Have that.
All right.
What's that?
That is like a battery inside your surge protector. So if like the electricity flickers or something.
So what he has is not.
Do you
that
have
battery
that
battery.
At Rob? Do you have that at Rob Radio World Broadcast?
I have one for my television and one for my computer. It only gives you like 15 minutes. But if you have a blackout, it gives you enough time to save what you're working on so you won't lose data.
We don't have it here. We don't have it here. Well, not really.
No, it won't. Not here. No.
It helps your equipment.
We had really.
It
we
protects
had,
your equipment,
Mike,
though.
How about this, Pony? You go ahead and buy us one, and then we'll take it from you.
They're like $80.
Okay, well, then that's no big deal. Pick one
buy
up
two.
For us. Appreciate
sure.
that.
Buy two, and we'll pay you off $1 a week for the next 160 weeks.
Well, I was just really happy about there's certain products that I think are really cool. You know, you see Velcro, skinny little strips of Velcro. Mm-hmm. When I came across this at the home improvement store, I was very, very excited. And I don't know when I got it or whether I even got it in Virginia or up here, but I have it, and it's cool.
Heavy duty. The kind I used for mine was like the same that you use, the really tough stuff that you use for like your speed pass.
Yeah.
When you put the thing up on the windshield
that
of your
makes
car.
Sense.
And it's not like fabric. It's almost like plastic teeth, and it really, really grabs.
Did you have to buy that much? Because usually you can buy it in little strips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I had to buy this much because I wanted it.
Well, Mike has enough to put up curtains. Yeah.
Well, I've mounted this power strip with it, and now I don't know what else I can use it for, but I want to use it. I desperately want to.
You
I
could
probably,
put baby
you
Michael
probably put
on the wall.
You probably put pictures up with it, couldn't you?
You know what? I use little bits of Velcro once I level my pictures.
Oh.
I put it on the corner of the picture so that it doesn't get bumped and moved.
Really? You are so anal.
Seems like you have a lot of time on your hands.
That is so.
But think of all the time I save not having to level pictures.
But who's banging them around?
Hey, I got kids running around. You know, the windows are open. Who knows? They might
kids win. Jack.
Kids Jack. Maids talking.
Kids running up and down the stairs. House vibrating, Jack.
You know what? We have a couple areas in our house that have a lot of pictures, particularly above the couch in our family room.
Yeah.
Carrie did a thing with like 1,000 little pictures.
Oh, well, that would be annoying.
And
if
once they get all cockeyed, you're like, I got to do this
looks
again.
Bad. Looks
so
strange.
We anchor them with a little bit
of I believe I may be handy. I think I'm getting really, really good at hanging stuff up on the wall and making it level. Putting a little arm in for this monitor up here. I did that super quick.
What is it mounted to?
It's I didn't put it into. Oh, no, I put this this particular little monitor. Even though it's what is it, Pony? 23 inches, 24 inches.
Yeah, it's like 23,
that.
I believe.
I put it into a stud.
Oh.
I actually screwed it into a stud.
You have a
but
stud
I'm just
finder.
Getting, I'm get yeah. I got a stud
oh,
finder.
Good man.
Yeah.
And I stand on the street and go, "Hello." Where is my sweetheart at?
You know what? I'm always impressed when you see the truly, truly handy people that go up to a wall and just start tapping it. And they find a stud that
them.
Way.
They're going to hit a pipe one day.
My TV guy did that. He did that. And then I took the stud finder on top of it. And he nailed it. It was exactly where. And he did it with just the tip of his finger. Just going.
My Uncle Pete would go tap, 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 find a stud. And then he knows how far the studs are apart. And so he would say, okay.
If it's good construction.
But he knows because he was in on the building of his house. So he'd say, go 96 inches down from here and there'll be another stud.
Well, if you're in a pinch, though, and we do have to go to break here. But if you are in a pinch, ladies and gentlemen, and you're trying to find that stud on the wall, I recommend findastud.com. Check that one today.
Not safe for work, I imagine.
Wow.
I'd like to find out. Somebody's going to surf that. Or just type in find a stud, and we'll see what happens. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll start the show in earnest. The Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you're enjoying yourself. It's been a whole lot easier since you've
been left town. It's Tony and Gary.
Hi there, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, we love the mistakes people make with words.
How often have you heard that somebody possibly had prostate cancer? That means that you have cancer lying down. And that when you stand up, you're healthy.
I can almost understand that one, but...
You can understand it?
The prostate, it's a medical term. All men have one. Women don't have them, do they?
Do you have a labia?
Hey,
that so doesn't need to be bleeped.
I'd say it. I wouldn't say it.
Uterus.
Uterus is not bad.
Why is that better than labia?
I think because it's inside and, you know.
You know, you just have your own rules.
I guess.
You can't bleep clean.
We might.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That is so funny. I love Tony getting in there and letting his hair down. It is so much fun. Check out the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Last night I had a blast. We have a wonderful new client called Touch of Modern, and I was taking the opportunity to surf the website, and I'm a watch guy. I love, love, love looking at watches, browsing through watches. If you're a watch guy like me, you will love Touch of Modern because millions of people have already made it their source for daily discovery of fascinating, one-of-a-kind gifts at prices you will not believe. Touch of Modern is, in a word, hip. And I know that that word gets thrown around and overused, but the fact is Touch of Modern truly gives you cool stuff that you're not going to find anywhere else. We all love the site. It's always cool, always changing. We're constantly drawn back to the site to see what's new, and they update it on a regular basis. So you can go back again and again and again and surf and surf and surf, and they'll always have new stuff. They scour the globe at Touch of Modern for unique design-focused products to forge your style. They've got tech gadgets, sleek iPhone cases and accessories, vintage watches, sexy home decor, men's fashion and accessories, sure to get you noticed. Touch of Modern has new sales every day. Be cool and go to Touch of Modern. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane, baby.
Yeah,
touchofmodern.com, baby. Welcome back to the show. You know, it doesn't seem like a day goes by on this particular program where I don't bitch a little bit about something that just drives me nuts.
If you're not bitching, you're not breathing.
I was sitting online last night, and I'm watching, just random surfing. And I had reached my tolerance level with this kind of video. And you've seen a lot of these if you do any surfing whatsoever. This is the video where the guy pretends he's homeless. And it's some hack that's out there, and he wants to show what happens. And he dresses up as a homeless guy, and he goes to the restaurant, and they secretly video him. And he gets turned away from four different restaurants. Then he goes back with his super hip hairdo, and he gets into his Ferrari, and he drives up in his Ferrari, and of course everybody kisses his ass, and I am sick of it. It to me is a variation on when the pros do it on that series on NBC, What Would You Do? Put people in situations. It is so, look, you may if you're sitting there and you're going, wow, look at the way people behaved. I got news for you. Get an IQ injection, all right? Take it and put it right into your temple because you are responding to the most base, stupid, simplistic, shilling that exists out there on the internet.
You
and
know,
I've
it's a
had
weird,
it with it. I
it's
really
a
have.
Weird cycle because for years there wouldn't be anything like that outside Mike. And I think you made this comparison earlier. Candid Camera, of course, that was a comedy show, but there was no outlet for this until the internet came along. Mm. And then, you know, everyone can do it. Anyone can do it. And with all those clicks, that's when network television said, "Hey, we can do this too."
And I'm
what
really
a tremendous
glad.
Step backward.
I am really glad you brought up Candid Camera because that's where I go in the complete opposite direction. If you're going to do mindless stunting like that, do it for the purpose of comedy, and I'm all in.
Yep.
If you're doing something like, you know, a la Jackass, where they're doing stunting, then I'm laughing my ass off. Candid Camera.
How do you have
Alan Funt.
Smile. You're on Candid Camera. So,
he didn't hear what I was saying just now. He was just thinking about it. He was thinking about playing like, this
day. I know exactly what you said, that if it's appropriate in a sense of comedy. But you can't use it to better yourself in a beautiful case in point.
Have you seen, everybody's seen the
I've
one
seen
where
these
the,
shows. And I've seen them enough because my girlfriend loves them.
Yeah.
But both shows, whether it's
what
Natalie Morales or Quiñones.
Well, we sent a couple in, and the man was abusing his wife verbally, and no one said a thing except this one lady. And then they get the lady on camera, and she cries. Yeah. And we say, "You were so good and nice, and you're such a good person. What would you do? What would you do?
So
we're going to change the world, dicks."
In a weird way, they're doing a service slash disservice to the community because I watch it with Shannon. And
well, is it a service or a disservice? What
well,
do you
it's
think
a
it
disservice in my eyes because Shannon's watched the show so much that somebody walked into her yoga studio and
she asked what she would do.
Then she was there, and this guy walked up out of the booth in the middle of the city and said, "Is there? Do you know if there are any massage parlors or do you do massages here?" Right?
Oh boy!
And she was like, "No."
In her yoga studio?
Yeah, but she's got like a bunch of people around, but she's interacting with this person, and she thought it was so strange. She's like, "This may be one of those shows."
She actually thought she was being set up.
The guy had a really foreign accent, right?
Right. Right.
And she's like, "Excuse me?" She goes, "Like massage parlor, do you massage?" She goes, "No, we're a yoga studio." She goes, "Do you know where there are any intimate massages around here?" So it
he said that to her,
yes!
Like right off the street?
And I said, "Kick that guy right out." And no. She said, "I didn't know if this was some sort of... you know, what would you do show?" Because
if I was approached like that, my first thing I would see, how big are this guy's glasses? Because they've got to hide the camera somewhere. So they would have to have like big Buddy Holly
she
glasses.
She said she was expecting someone after.
John Quinones to run
in? She was over the top polite because he was, and it was almost like, she said, "I thought it would be one of those, how do people treat tourists in the city, right? Or something like
that." Oh, my God. That is hysterical.
Yeah, and she said she spent 15 minutes with this guy, and when he left, no cameras came in. I said, "Yes, because this guy was just looking for a free handy somewhere."
Exactly.
You should have told him to pound sand right away, for God's sake.
I said, "Where's your security? But why didn't somebody shimmy over?"
Now, with the thought of it being...
That guy was probably just hanging out on the couch drinking a smoothie.
Or producing one.
Yeah.
As far as being a service and a disservice, if you take the most recent What Would My Kid Do special that Natalie Morales did...
Now, that's the one I didn't see, Rob. I didn't get a chance to see
you.
That.
Because I texted you.
Rob wanted me to watch it. I was too busy.
I believe the quote of the text... The quote of the text was, "If you don't want to punch Natalie Morales in the face right now, then you're not watching What Would My Kid Do?" Because it is, in theory, almost like a public service because they're reminding parents to teach their kids how to deal with these situations.
I know, and that's how they cover their ass for their mindless, stupid show.
When they get the glistening silver Airstream trailer that's filled with the monitors that they park across the street from the kids' houses.
They have a name for it, don't they? Don't they have isn't it a mobile? It's like the camera mobile or something like that.
I believe
they have some stupid name for it.
The pedophile mobile.
We hit out in the pedmobile.
Pedmobile. That's ridiculous. The pedmobile.
Looks like a phallic symbol.
So
on
you're
the road.
You're watching them watch their kids do things that essentially are putting the kid's life at risk. Now that's scary and that's horrifying, but what happens is that the mom sees it and like starts to tear up, and then that's not enough. So Natalie Morales says, "Wow, he let him right in, didn't he?"
Yeah.
Well, that could be, can you imagine if that had been a real pedophile.
Oh, you know what? And really, bite me, Natalie. And Natalie is such a perfect shill.
Of course.
Natalie's the same person they send out when, like, you know, dip-ass Walenda wants to
Yeah, exactly. She's the Walenda girl.
And I love the... And I'm not, you know what? I'm not going to slam the wonderful reputation of Mr. Nick Walenda, who I have respect for, believe it or not.
That's true.
Because Nick Walenda is a carny that has done wonderful things and actually has done fabulous. I like watching him walk on that wire.
Sure.
I mean, but when you do 2 hours of padding, you know, with absolute gibberish, who do you trowel out there? You bring out Natalie Morales.
Natalie.
To sit there and flap her gums.
You're
about
watching
it.
a young mother, maybe in her, you know, late 30s, mm-hmm. watching her kid do this, and she starts to tear up, and Natalie has this hard-hitting angle, Mike. She says, "How does that make you feel?" It's because the woman is crying,
and she
has to get just that much more juice out of it.
Well, it's the whole thing. And have you seen the one where the homeless guy is sitting on the street and he offers people money?
Yes.
And they call him like an a-hole and stuff like that. They get all mad. It's the same kind of crappy stunt thing. But as far as the one with Natalie Morales, that is where it gets back to that moment of television, that great moment of Aaron Sorkin writing when I was watching the newsroom and Jeff Daniels gives the speech about we didn't scare as easy. And we are so scared.
Right.
We're scared of everything now. We're more and more and more scared. And everything in the big media machine, I think, points to that. It's a big part of their nut is to scare us. They do it on the local news. They do it on the national news.
That's how they get you scared. To click in. That's how they get you to
tune
in. By the way,
be very scared. We got two guys that escaped from prison. Oh, my God. They're going to kill you. They're going to come into your house. And it was just like a movie. We'll talk about that when we come back because that's more of the same crap. Now, that seems to be the theme of today's TMOS, everybody. Yeah. Scared. Where are the guys? They're in the state of New York. You live in California. Oh, is it a long walk? We'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Is it me or is the show flying by today? Oh, I'm overtired. Why is the show flying? I don't get it. It's
Mike,
supposed to go slower when
I don't
I'm
know
tired.
What your clock says. We've done 10 minutes of show.
Yeah. Jesus. Hey, everybody. It's time to talk about Next Issue. The amazing Next Issue.
I got the greatest article. The new Rolling Stone has got the show Orange is the New Black. They had an article that was called Caged Heat, the way the unlikely stars of Orange is the New Black reinvented television.
Cool.
And it is so cool because not only do you get to know these actresses that you've never heard of before this show, it talks about the way TV on demand is becoming the new thing.
Oh, wow.
And you read this article, it'll really set you straight. And it's in the new Rolling Stone cover story. Check it out.
Let me throw some magazines out at you if you want to get this from nextissue.com. Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, Sports Illustrated, Esquire, GQ, Maxim, Men's Health, Details, Vogue, Real Simple, Cosmo, Oprah, Good Housekeeping, New Yorker, Time, Newsweek, Time and Newsweek. I always thought those two would be in separate worlds. No, you get both of
them. You get them both.
With nextissue.com. Here's what I want you to do. Get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/TMOS. You get all the news, all the stories, all the photos, all the magazines on your iPad and on your tablet or on your phone. Next Issue satisfies any and every interest. Everything, they've got it for you. Here's what I want you to do. Get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/TMOS and be like me. Mrs. O'Mara loves it because there is no longer the magazine clutter.
Oh, the stacks are gone, Mike.
I'm a magazine junkie. Get it right now. It's a 30-day trial, nextissue.com, and read up, way up on all your interests, nextissue.com/TMOS, and you can get all those magazines as well, and we are psyched about them. Welcome back to the show. Talking about wanting to be scared and the latest news story. I think when there's a slow news cycle, I become hypercritical of news content because I just if you for a backstory on this, the reason I'm talking about shows like the Natalie Morales show, What Would You Do?
What would your kid
people,
do? Yeah,
people online setting up, making up situations so that they can catch people behaving badly. I just think it's crap. I think there's a lot. There are a lot of really legitimately bad people out there that are doing bad things unsolicited. And if you really want to be a journalist, you scratch below the surface and you start investigating. investigating people, but they're not going to do that because it's not easy. It's easier to go into a coffee shop and put a sting in on some douchebag that's going to behave badly. Don't you think that's true?
Well, let me pose a question to you. Is it even, I mean, take it beyond the fact that it's not investigative.
Yeah.
Is it news if you set someone up to do something that you know they're going to do and then comment on it? And if they don't do it, you don't include it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how that kid show is set up.
And
these are little kids that they have gone to great pains to do backstories and set them up to screw up and then talk about how bad it is. That's not news. That's a movie.
Total manufacturing. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Like, you know, Oscar Santana was the first person ever that really, because I was drinking the Kool-Aid when Oscar told me, and this was many years ago, Oscar, where you said to me that this reality television,
I think
that we
after
all
I
know
did
and
the,
love,
the regular, the original regulars, I said it's just pieced together.
And you would talk to people about
it,
right?
Yeah.
You talk to producers and say everything, all of these shows, they're not only edited to make people look a certain way, they are completely set up. And within the reality world, you can put them in situations that you know will get the result you want.
And you film them out of sequence.
Yep.
So when you film them out of sequence, they're not really reality. It's not organic. It's not just happening.
And every reality show has like a confession room or a confession booth. That's what they use to link it together and make the narrative.
Yeah.
So anything that doesn't really happen, they can say it happened.
I still enjoy watching them, and I like I'll narrate. I'll like, he's getting in the car. This kid's definitely getting in the car. $5. He gets in the car.
Oh, he's gonna let the guy in. He's letting the guy in. The guy's in. The guy's giving the guy a sandwich.
I'm not gonna stop. I'm part of the public. I'm gonna watch him too. I'm a hypocrite. I'm gonna do that.
Sure.
What I don't like is
you're not a hypocrite though because you don't buy it.
But I don't buy it. But I also, when it comes to local news, that's where I step off. That's where I say, okay, reality TV is one thing. Watching Survivor and watching these shows where people are manipulated, that's one thing. When I'm getting it now, spilling into the regular news, I still, look, my degree is in broadcast journalism. I wish for the old days of real journalism where there were real standards and it wasn't all about the ratings and the numbers. It was actually, and I know they can't do that because they'll go out of business, but it sucks to me when, you know, all of these news shows are now, how can they scare you to watch longer? How can they tease you? And then when something really happens where maybe you could do some investigative journalism, they don't do it. They don't get the information because it's hard to do that. And, you know, I still think one of the last places you can find it is probably 60 Minutes. That's probably one of the last places you can still find real journalism.
For the people of today, the news people of today, to go back, say, 20 years and watch one of the great, even the classic 60 Minutes. And, Mike, remember when they used to have their pieces shot on film? Because they wouldn't take video out there.
Absolutely.
And just the look, the grittiness of it.
Sure.
And it was unforgiving and merciless. And they would change lives.
Yeah, absolutely. They would change corporations. Corporations would be caught in doing something horrible and crippled, and they'd have to change their ways or go out of business.
Right.
It was fantastic.
Speaking of the news, we talk about everything wanting to be TV. We said we were going to mention the New York prison break, right?
Right.
Yes. And, absolutely.
And we had an audio vote yesterday when we said that, people would want this to be the Shawshank Redemption.
Precisely.
And
right. Exactly.
This is not Andy Dufresne. These are two. And
these are real killers.
Outside of being convicted killers. I was fascinated by the fact that they weren't even able to break out of a maximum security prison like that. Like I was, the science behind it, and by science I mean they got the tool to cut through the steel wall, then it got into the pipe.
Somehow no one heard it.
And it's just all that we've never seen before. So I get pulled into that story.
Right. You get pulled into it, but here's the point I want to make about it. They do hype that, and I'm with you. I'm with you right up to that point. I'm with you when it's like I'm fascinated with the process, not necessarily the science, but the process of being able to, get the tools brought in. They had somebody on the inside. They had to. I mean, the best example was when they showed you what kind of racket that metal saw would do on a steel wall.
Yeah.
But then the way it's covered, it's so overdone. And we're on day four now?
Day four, I believe.
Of this story? And they just start pounding it into the ground again and again and again. And that is, to me, you sacrifice certain other stories that that probably should have been covered more, or at least they ought to be out there doing some more investigative journalism. I just get it. We're not learning anything.
Wasn't it
anymore.
Fun seeing the governor, though, like climbing out of the manhole?
I like
Andrew
that.
Cuomo.
Yeah, because he walked through the entire
Who sounds, by the way, exactly like his father.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's where we are. I really, more and more, it's like, I'm sure that we're going to get these guys.
And then he said that he's looking forward to recording another podcast with Tony Perkins.
You know what? Here, as we talk about this specific end of things, and I'm slamming journalists in America, maybe I got to back off on this because I look back on stories that always were in the prison breaks, jail breaks have always been
big ass news. They're
big
focusing
news.
On the wrong issues of it. For
right.
example, they should have never called Tim Robbins. No one should have called him about True. This ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
Because that's
call,
not the
call
story.
Call Andy Dufresne because they did the thing. No, it wasn't like that.
And you know like what? They shouldn't be focusing on the fact that, I mean, let us know they're still out there, but don't whip us into some sort of fear that there's two murderers on the loose. Focus
right.
on that. And you know what? What if they could maybe, I don't know, sort of streamline this story, maybe they could go back to the fact that there's that strain of tuberculosis that's floating around that all of a sudden, today isn't a problem. Yesterday it was a big deal, but today everybody's safe because she's in NIH, even though she really flew around the world three times coughing on everybody, and this tuberculosis can be spread by yelling. If you yell, you can get tuberculosis. But you know what? That was yesterday's news, so it's not important anymore. Thank God I feel good.
Says the man with walking pneumonia.
That's right. Exactly.
And I think that the world now, with everybody being a journalist, I think everybody's going to have to be more and more careful.
I have a question, and this is the latest. Just broke, according to USA Today, 39 minutes ago, that they have linked the prison seamstress that was alleged before.
Yes. She made all the clothes, Mike, for the talent show.
To the prisoners, apparently she
seamstress for the band.
I had thought that she had a stronger, like a relationship or a love interest with one of the guys who's a known con man. I'm not shocked by that. She was supposed to be the getaway car driver. She didn't show up because she checked herself into the hospital with a case of nerves.
Yeah, she had a panic
Women.
Attack.
So can you imagine getting out of that manhole?
Here I am criticizing the news, and now we're really talking about it because I have to dive in because I can't help myself.
Of course.
You see a picture of this bird? Tell me there wasn't the big, if I get out. I'll spend the rest of my life making mad, passionate love.
Oh,
to
yeah.
I will make
All
you feel right. like a woman. You'll never okay. want to touch your sewing machine again. I will be your love, Bobbin.
So my thought was, one, why don't they... You know, if you kill someone, I think you give up some civil liberties. And maybe you should get... maybe you should get chipped. You know, like we do it to dogs.
Yeah. You know, put a chip in there. I think you're absolutely
That's
right.
A good
you know?
Idea.
I mean, it's a little. What was the movie? Was it the movie
where their heads blew up?
What's the one where their heads blew
Scanners.
Up?
Scanners.
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 Yeah.
But there was wasn't there another one where they wore collars in the prison system, and if they ran outside,
he's absolutely
of the,
right. I gotta find
they,
it.
They ran outside of the prison line, and
oh, like an electric
explode.
Fence for a dog.
I know. I think it was another Arnold movie.
Of course, Mike. It sounds a lot like it might be an Arnold movie.
I have to get a tool to chop off the collar, otherwise my head will explode.
Funny,
you got it?
Yeah, I think Funny it was Running Man, right?
Running Man.
Was it Running Man? Yeah.
Running
okay.
Man.
Running Man. Yeah, it was Running Man. I think because before they did it, well, Running Man was the.
That's the game show. That's the game show movie with Richard
Dawson. It's not Running Man. It's not Running Man.
I'll find it.
God damn it. Somebody will find out for it. But anyway.
And a DJ did not invent the microwave.
God damn it all.
He is a font of misinformation.
He didn't?
Well, sort of.
No, I was saying
the story was wrong. It was flawed.
Yeah, I was angry because the story was wrong.
Before we, I want to do this before the show's over today. I want to tell you about a new game.
It is Scanners.
It is Scanners? Okay, good. That's a great film.
Well, no. Scanners is where the guy's head explodes at the beginning of the, they do that with like their X-ray vision or something. They can like sit there and stare at him and send these waves into his
and
brain.
And it's really realistic.
Yeah. I watched that.
I did too. You know what? Online. That used to be on home box office a lot. Scanners in the evenings.
Deadlocked?
Deadlocked? No, is that not, the, not the collars?
No. Mm. It was not deadlocked. And I one of these, somebody
I
will,
know
will
what you're talking about because I've talked
Mac,
about
Mac, are you having any luck over there, Mac?
In life in general?
Rofo would have it by now.
Deadlocked?
I got nothing.
No.
Deadlocked.
Attaboy. No one's calling, Don and Mike.
I got nothing. Are you even looking? Are you even trying? Looking. Okay, very good.
What's the last motion picture you watched, Mac?
Let's see. Mad Max.
Ah, very good. Timely. Oh. The
very
new
good.
One or the classic
pretty
one?
Good.
There you go.
Okay.
<Pretty damn good.
laughs> before we go, if you're up in the great state of Maine, I've got a wonderful road game that you can play with people. Now, this has a flexible rules, so it's just one of those silly little car games that I think the kids can have a fantastic time, and it'll pass the hours, maybe in the entire area of New England. You can
because
play
the state of Maine is rather spread out, and sometimes just yes. a trip to the store can be a lengthy car ride.
I think this game can be played in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
All
I
right.
think maybe
Connecticut?
Northern parts. No, I don't think
no.
so.
No.
No. No.
How about certain areas of Massachusetts?
Northern Massachusetts. Northwestern Massachusetts.
Okay.
Perhaps you can play this game. In the Boston suburbs, perhaps not. We call this the Subaru game.
Ah, does it involve Matt Bloom?
No, it does not, but there are, we discovered early on up here that there are an ass ton of Subarus in the great state of Maine, specifically where we are. That's the. It's a reasonable mode of transportation. It's quite economical. And, of course, it is built to deal with the elements with
great
the four-wheel
snow.
Drive. You
yes.
see it, well, yours doesn't have four-wheel drive, that little you know, that little thing you drive.
But they all do. They all do. All Subarus.
Oh, they all do?
Four-wheel or all-wheel?
All-wheel.
All-wheel, so it's all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
and,
that.
And
hey, I was the only one to get into the garage.
Which one do you drive? You drive the you drive the Subaru Nicotine, right? Is
yes.
that the one that you're
yes.
driving?
Yeah, Subarus are known for all-wheel drive, so...
Okay,
so that's why they have the Outback. That's why.
All of the wheels.
Yeah, yeah. So
what is the name of your Subaru? Is it the Spaghetti? What is it?
It's the STI.
It's
Impreza
the STD?
STI.
No, STD. It's not that. It's the Winston.
Yeah, I tell you. I just brushed up against that Subaru STD, and oh, my God. I can't even stop this rash anymore.
No, are you driving the regular or the menthol?
Oh, the menthol, of course.
Not very nice.
So the STI is, what's that stand for, the STI?
Subaru Technica International. It's
okay.
their rally version of the WRX.
Yeah, that's why he's got the spoiler.
Mm-hmm. We found what he's into. Right
he loves
now.
It.
What have you gotten that bad boy up to there? Boy?
Oh, geez, like 120.
Really?
It's a good 350 horsepower.
You know, Mike, I've never driven my weight.
Rob, you've never driven over 55.
No,
I've driven
you know what?
With you before.
I actually, when I first got the police package Caprice, that was the gray one, I did get that up to 108 miles an hour.
Did you really?
And it was... pretty damn frightening.
when did you do what road were you on when
it
you
was
that?
15 south coming back from Pennsylvania
that was Adam Main Street right outside the radio
I did my own, do you know Hall just, Place
just past 10800 Main Street you know there goes Rob everybody oh my God what happened there Jesus. Help me Rhonda.
Something magical happens when you get into a three-digit speed.
Oscar has been diligently mm-hmm. looking
yes.
for the
yes.
movie
it's Let's from 1991.
That sounds right.
It is called Wedlock, but most people know it as Deadlock. That is
Deadlock?
Yes. And the premise is this, is that you have the collar on. The prisoners have these collars on, right?
Right.
Yes.
And they can't get 100 feet from each other or their heads blow up. And the twist is...
Here's the twist, Mike.
I remember this. Out of the hundreds of prisoners in the prison, they don't know which prisoner they're attached to. So they don't...
They all have to stay
yes,
together.
And this guy actually finds who his... Deadlock is, and they try to escape together, but they have to stay within 100 feet of each other.
Wow.
Or they go kaboom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very, very scary movie.
Now,
I
feel so what much is better about life now that I know what it was called.
The original name was Wedlock?
Yeah, but most people know it as Deadlock.
That's a horrible name.
Yeah,
all right,
weird.
You know the Punch Buggy game where you see a
sure.
Volkswagen Beetle and you punch somebody? This is the same game, only use Subarus. And so Carl and I have been playing it, and you can make the bet any way you want it, but the only way that you really win at the Subaru game is if you hit somebody by accident and it's not a Subaru, and Carl and I did it with foot rubs. She got one two nights ago. I got one last night, and that's how we do it. It's
you guys
it's,
love each other so much.
I know.
It's
a little gross.
Is that
God bless.
That was too sweet, wasn't it?
Oh
that was
God.
Really too sweet.
Foot rubs yeah. all around.
Oh my God! What a bitch. I just wanted to add some spice to it. Thank you very much.
I was like, oh my God, domestic abuse. You guys are hitting each other.
And the worst thing is
if
you hit, someone and it's not a Subaru, your head blows up.
And Carla beats me, and she gets more Subarus because her vision is sound and mine is like,
Subaru!
No, Mike, it was a Prius, you stupid fat ass.
Mike, that's a flatbed truck.
That was a snowmobile, dumbass. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Here on the Rob and Joe Show, we try to live up to all the famous duos of entertainment history. Like Hall & Oates, Sonny and Cher, Sanford & Son, Ben & Jerry, Don & Mike, and of course our favorite, Serta and Mermelstein. Just rolls off the tongue. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. RobandJoeShow.com, iTunes, and on the TMOS app.
Thank you, Rob and Joe. Great show. Funny gentlemen. We got to have them back in. I love the energy when they come in there. They get kind of snarky, and I always get pissed, and it's lots of fun when they stop by.
Mike, real quick, if you don't mind, they talked about the TMOS app.
Yes.
Our chief architect, our CTO, White Noise, congratulations to White Noise.
Oh, my God, I saw this.
And Todd from TMSoft.
Chief Architect Tomo. Yay.
Yes. He and Starbucks have teamed up, and he is the Starbucks app of the week.
That card that you get in Starbucks for the free app every week? It's White Noise. He's in every Starbucks
in
right now.
In the country.
Is that translating, hopefully, to him buying you as his best buddy a Tesla?
I don't think that'll happen, but it is. Wow. It's a free app, so they're free. But the fact that his app is now going to be in, hypothetically, another 1.25 million devices is pretty
That's
damn
incredible.
Good.
And
way
not
to
only
go,
that,
Tomo.
Yeah. Not only that, he gets a latte, no charge.
Very cool. Go down and get it right down in the bottom of our building. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Father's Day, June 21st. Guess what? You haven't done anything, haven't you? Yeah, you haven't done a damn thing.
Nope.
You haven't done. You don't care. You
nope.
just don't care.
Nope.
You want to show Dad you care. You want to treat your dad like the king he is. Well, there's no better gift than the man great. If your father loves the finer things, there's no finer gift than the ultimate steakhouse experience right in his own backyard. Mangrate, 100% cast iron grilling grates. Mangrates turn any barbecue into the ultimate grilling machine. And remember how Dad always told you to watch your money? Well, get this. You'll get 40% off all cast iron grates and premium brushes at mangrate.com. When you use our code TMOS, he'll be so proud of you. Plus, spend $50 or more this Father's Day with Mangrate, and Dad will receive a United States of Bacon t-shirt. Yes, as always, each Mangrate is 8 pounds of raw cast iron. Anyone will tell you cast iron is the way to cook like a pro. And don't forget those incredible Mangrate grilling brushes.
I'm so glad you brought it up, Mike. The other day, an escaped convict was running through my front yard, and I didn't know this was going to happen. His head exploded. And I was able to use the Mangrate brush to clean it up. You never even knew he was there.
Great. That's great when we're talking about food, Rob. Order by Monday, June 15th, for guaranteed arrival by Father's Day anywhere in the United States. MANGRATE.com and the TMOS code. Make it the tastiest Father's Day ever with Mangrate.
News.
In yet further proof that celebrities are just like us.
Oh, no.
Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen spent a portion of Monday night in a Los Angeles emergency room with a severe case of food poisoning. That's according to his overworked publicist, Jeff Ballard. Here's what Ballard
says.
Good
gig being Sheen's publicist.
I think I'll do a George Carlin-style voice for the voice of Ballard because there's a quote here. Here is the quote from publicist Jeff Ballard. It was clams. Bad clams. Nothing too exciting. Clams.
God, you know what? If you have to think food poisoning, is there anything more horrible than the thought of bad clams?
The former Two and a Half Men star had dinner, a seafood pasta dish, delivered to his house.
Bring
it up to the living room.
Listen, I'm going to leave the gate open. Just bring the clams and leave them on the porch.
He started feeling sick a few hours later. Just to be on the safe side. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Ballard again.
Just to be on the safe side, he went to the hospital,
says Ballard.
They checked him out, hydrated him, and sent him on his way. He was back in bed in 20 minutes. Yeah.
Sorry, that's 90 minutes. So
Good luck to Charlie Sheen. I just thought that was that's my lead on news you may not
clams,
need today.
Clams, Mike. Bad clams.
Interesting to get your perspective on this, boys. Bob Costas does not think Caitlyn Jenner should be honored with the Arthur Ashe Courage Award at the ESPYs because it strikes him as a, quote, crass exploitation play, a tabloid play. He adds, quote, in the broad world of sports, I'm pretty sure they could have found someone who was much closer to being actively involved in sports who would have been deserving of what that award represents. That's not to say that it doesn't take some measure of personal courage to do what Caitlyn Jenner has done, but it feels like let's buy into the keeping up with the Kardashians culture that has overtaken a good part of the cultural landscape. I am with Mr. Costas. I think he's a smart guy. I think they are doing it as exploitation.
I really do. I think it is a hot story. It's certainly on everyone's mind, but I don't think it is wise to diminish what he did.
True.
And he is a sportsman of the past. He's not a sports person now. I'm sorry, she is not a sports person currently, but a legendary athlete when Caitlin was Bruce. And I just keep going back to the thought that that special that she did with Diane Sawyer, Caitlin came off as so brave, and if it saved a life, how brave is that?
I agree with you.
I get that. Yeah, yeah. I get that.
And by the way, who cares if we take the year and dedicate all the sports, every ESPY or every lifetime achievement to him, her? Who cares? It's 1 year, and these are cartoon award shows.
Yeah, it's the ESPYs.
That's all it is.
It's the ESPYs.
You know? Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I also understand what Costas is saying.
I do, too.
They're kind of sensationalizing it. And I don't know where their hearts are in the right place
or not. I think
I picture a big boardroom where they're going, yeah, man, that's hot right now. Let's do it right
now. If the hearts are in the right place.
I think it remains to be seen on how the presentation is made and how it is framed within the broadcast.
But also, it's the ESPYs.
True.
This is the most we've ever talked about the ESPYs.
Yeah,
that's it. Moving right along. A lot of people made $2 bets on American Pharoah this weekend, and when he won, they took home a whopping $350 in cold hard cash
money.
That's
right.
Well, actually, most of them didn't. A Belmont Stakes spokesman says most of the people who bet $2 on American Pharoah did not cash in their tickets.
That's cool.
Incredibly, of the 94,128 $2 bets made, 90,237 went unclaimed.
That would probably be just at the Belmont.
Yeah.
Because I think there was 200,000 at the...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. And if they have the ticket and you have it from the Belmont, if you bet online, technically, you'd have a printout. That's not cool.
And you know
what? You have the betting ticket.
You have the actual ticket. And then, Mike, the people that ran all the betting at the Belmont said, this is really a shame.
Yeah, they're high-fiving each other.
Of course they are.
That's almost 96%, a total of $315,829 that's gone unclaimed. Well, people probably keeping their uncashed tickets as a memento, or they're going to sell them on eBay. Some have already sold the $20 in the $20 to $30 range. Nobody's getting rich, but it beats $350. Bettors who still want to cash in those tickets have until next March. After that, all the money goes back to New York State.
Of
that
course.
Works pretty handy,
you know
doesn't
what? That
it?
Is very similar to the theory behind commemorative stamps. Like, you know when they put out an Elvis stamp or
something like that? Oh, yeah, I know.
No one uses them. So that's like found money for the post office.
I use them.
Yep, absolutely.
My mom
left
upset.
And right, of course.
I was like, hey, you got any stamps? All these Elvis stamps. I just use them. She was upset.
Oh, the original
all this
ones?
Really happened.
From 93?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I still have a sheet.
Yeah.
Mommy. A guy from a suburb of Detroit was at a gas station with his girlfriend last week. He wanted to pop inside to buy a few lottery tickets. She told him not to. Gave him the standard talk about he'd just be throwing money away. Well, he ignored her and went inside and bought a couple of $5 scratchers, and he won $1 million.
Oh, wow.
Women.
He took the lump sum of $634,517, and he's planning on investing most of it, but he's also using some of it for a vacation, and clearly he's a good guy because he says he is planning to take his girlfriend on the trip of a lifetime.
Oh,
so
that's sweet.
Nice.
Hope there won't be any accidents.
Time for an upgrade.
Yeah. Let's go scuba diving. When the new iPhone and an iPad operating system... Oh, you don't? Oh, we'll get certified in the pool.
Tomorrow!
I'll do it. Myself. When the new iPhone and iPad operating system rolls out this fall, it's going to include a feature to let you track your sex life. Yes, it's true. It's part of the Health app, which is expanding beyond things like step tracking. Every time you have sex, you can log the date, the time, and whether or not you use protection. There are plenty of apps out there that will let you track your humping, but you actually have to search them out and download them. This one is automatically included on every single iPhone. Yay!
There you go. Attaboy.
Nice.
It's not supposed to be some kind of naughty thing. Couples trying to conceive or not conceive can use it for practical reasons, but really, when you hear about it, you automatically think, Boning Diary.
This has been right. The most Josh Murphy heavy show since he worked here.
Bone.
It's an app inside your phone that tells you when you bone.
So I was waiting for the update, and I got iOS 9, and I put it in, and I had sex, and now we're boning.
A woman went through a Del Taco drive-thru in Ontario, California this weekend and ordered a burrito.
That was your old DJ name in Albuquerque, right?
Del Taco.
Del Taco, right.
Total ripoff of Scott Shannon. I won't do the impression here, but I did Del Taco, you know? Who wants mariachi? Anyway, she orders a burrito at the Del Taco. Apparently, the staff botched it, and we're not sure how they did, but they botched it, and the woman flipped out. She stormed into the restaurant, started screaming at the staff, threw a basket of condiments at them, threw a pen at them, and then it got a lot worse.
Oh, no.
She pepper sprayed both workers and customers in the Del Taco.
Not okay.
Not a good thing. She left before the cops got there, but they have her license plate number and a surveillance video, and they're trying to track her down. I guess at that particular Del Taco, everybody got a little extra hot sauce. Am I right, ladies? I love those kind of kickers. We'll take a break. Come back with the Magic Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you love your iPhone?
Hey!
Do you love your iPad? Do you love your Android?
Oscar.
Do you love your Nexus 7?
Did you play Atari?
Did you program the TRS-80?
Do you love technology?
Nice. We all do. And more importantly, do you love entertainment?
Yes. And if you do all those and above, or whatever I'm trying to say, you should listen to Tech 411.
That's right. Tech 411 show with Oscar Santana and
Todd Moore.
Bring it.
Let's try it.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Thanks, idiots. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
You deserve that.
I like it.
Brought to you by Harry's. Is there anyone better than your dad? Huh? Is there anybody?
My
your
dad's
old
the
dad,
best. The greatest.
The best. Face it, he probably made you the man you are today. Get it?
Yeah.
Chances are he even taught you how to shave. Father's Day is right around the corner, and it's time to tell Dad thank you. What Dad needs is Harry's.
Yes.
Sign Dad up for his very own shave plan. Just remember the TMOS code, and you'll save $5. You'll be giving Dad the gift of never having to buy razors at a store ever again. The shave plan ships high-quality razors straight to your door for as little as $3 a month, and deliveries are customized to your shaving routine so you never run out of blades. Plus, you can modify or cancel your plan at any time. Harry's Shave Plan is the stress-free way to give a great gift this year with no lines and no hassle. Don't wait. Tomorrow's the last day to pay ground shipping on your Father's Day gift in time for the holiday. Harry's Shave Plan is already a great value, and if you can get additional savings if you enter our code TMOS at checkout, just go to harrys.com, enter code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first shipment when you sign Dad up for a shave plan. Remember, the code TMOS will save you $5 on a gift that will last a lifetime. harrys.com and the code TMOS. Give Dad the gift of a better shave. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, June 10, 2015, Rob Spiewak.
Do you know the name David Blatt?
Oh, who's that?
Blatt. He's the mall cop. David Blatt mall cop.
No. He is the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he gave a press conference in which we found his verbal crutch. Credit to the Jimmy Kimmel Show for putting together this montage. This is one press conference. He says the word an awful lot. It almost becomes musical.
We kind of dropped
I watched it about 15 times. Cool. So great.
And, Cavs up 2-1. Am I right about that? I'm not a basketball fan. You guys got to help me
I
out.
I know
here.
That the Warriors dropped the last
they won
one
yesterday.
Right?
Yeah. 2-1.
It's 2-1.
Cavs
it's
are up.
2-1. Yeah.
I'm excited for the city of Cleveland. I'd like to see the Cavs do it.
Have you seen coverage? It was everywhere this morning. Brewster, New York, about the seeing eye dog that actually jumped in front of a school bus save the lady that was the dog's master.
The and blind lady.
The blind lady. They both got hit, but they're both going to make it. Mm. And the amazing thing is that after they were hit, the dog, injured, would not leave the side of the lady. They're such amazingly trained dogs. Here is the chief of police in Brewster, New York, talking about the accident.
Same thing with her. She did not want to leave the dog's side. That's all she kept talking about was the dog. My dog, my dog, my dog. How's my dog? You know, stuff like that. Who's going to take care of my dog now? She's very, very concerned about her dog. My officers that were there and the fire department assured her everything would be fine.
So we checked with the statistics. The police chief said dog 9 times in 16 seconds. Let's hear that back.
Dog, 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 dog.
One more time.
Dog, 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 dog.
Which reminded me of this classic Saturday Night Live bit.
On this show, we talk about coffee, New York, daughters, dogs, you know, no big whoop.
So he says dog a lot.
Dog, 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 dog.
Dog, dog,
dog. The dog, it's a beautiful dog. I think it's a golden retriever. It's a dog.
Dog.
A beautiful dog, yes, dog.
Jurassic World opens on Friday, right? And it's got a lot of great buzz. I was looking back.
Does it have a good buzz?
It does. It's exciting.
There might be a little... Again, I don't want to taint. I'm going to watch it this weekend, and I'll let you guys know.
You know what? It's all a winning formula. I liked the Jurassic Park movies. I just like dinosaurs.
We've been looking for the first movie to take Michael to.
Oh, that'd
don't
be a good
do
one.
That to him.
Just kidding. That's a joke. I'd never do that. Just a funny joke.
Or if you want to stay at home and get a Blu-ray, you can say, now watch this, Michael. Baby Reagan's head is going to turn all the way around. looking back, I did not know this. In the original Jurassic Park, the raptors, the noise that they use for the raptors, and we've done stuff like this before.
I love this.
They went to SeaWorld and recorded tortoises having sex. And then they overlaid it with the sound of a dolphin in heat. And that's the sound of the raptors. So the next time you hear this, don't think of dinosaurs. Think of horny animals. Baby.
You just ruined my childhood.
I just love stuff like that because that's such effort put into getting the right thing.
And to make something out of something that doesn't exist. I love
very
it.
Cool. Very cool.
And also, for a great throwback, Mike, this actually goes back to the terrestrial show, but I got to play it. The sound of a baby tortoise having sex with a shoe.
There he goes again. Listen. Yeah, now he's going to go again. Yeah, now he's going to take a little pause and then he's going to go again.
Yeah.
There we go. He goes again. He's humping a shoe,
sex
ladies and gentlemen.
Sex is cute, isn't it?
Yeah, sex is wonderful.
I saw this and I thought of Oscar. It's a blues combo, and they're doing a song in a blues style. It took me about 3 bars to even recognize what song they were doing. You will recognize it, though. They sound great as a group.
I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate freshened, it had dice in the mirror. If anything, well, I thought that this cab was rare, but thought, nah, forget it, your home's too bad there.
It's the theme to the Fresh Prince.
Oh, see, that's why I didn't get it. I never watched the Fresh Prince.
And I yelled to the cabbie, yo, home, smell you later. I looked up to my kingdom, I was finally there to sit up on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
I'm no great fan of Will Smith as a musician. He made a lot of great, you know, singles and stuff. But that makes that song sound like a real song. I like
that. Yes, it does.
Absolutely. All right, and we close with this, Mike. Thank God we can finally defeat ISIS. All we have to do is have Donald Trump get in touch with the White House. Because Donald Trump has the solution, but no one has called him yet.
Every time I say it, I get criticized, but at some point I'll have to reveal it. But there is a way of beating ISIS so easily, so quickly, so effectively, and it would be so nice. It's an idea that, in my opinion, is foolproof. This is so simple, so surgical, it would be an unbelievable thing. Now, you know, I've been around saying this. You would think somebody from the administration at least would call me and say, hey, could you tell us what it is? It happens to be a great idea, but at the right time, I guess I'll give it. General Patton and General MacArthur, they spin in their grave when they watch these people that just don't know what they're doing. We have leadership. They're all a bunch of clowns.
They're clowns, Mike. And you know what?
He's such a dope.
You see, ISIS is bad. They're evil. They're not good.
That's
he can defeat them because his plan is good and strong and efficient.
Someone at the White House has to call me.
A clown?
So we can take a... They're doing terrible things.
That is your magic audio vault. You. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Buddy, get us out of here. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show's come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, we had a great mailbag today. We'll have a great one next Wednesday. All you have to do is send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to send us something through snail mail, it's TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And don't forget, get our bonus packages. Get the anthology.
Do
get
it.
The discount. Do it. Support the show. You love it. You know you want to. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode. Episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.